That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces in Myanmar opened fire and made mass arrests Sunday as they sought to break up protests against the military seizure of power. A UN human rights official said that it had credible information that at least 18 people were killed, 30 wounded. That would be the highest single-day death toll among protesters who are demanding the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi be restored to power after being ousted by a February 1st coup. About 1,000 people are believed to have been detained Sunday, adding to others detained earlier, including Suu Kyi. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, have condemned the violence. The Biden administration said Sunday it remains open to talks with Iran over the 2015 nuclear deal, despite Tehran's rejection of an EU invitation to join a meeting with the U.S. and other original participants in the agreement. A senior administration official said the U.S. was disappointed in the rejection, but was flexible as to the timing and the format of the talks and saw Iran's decision to snub the European invitation as part of the diplomatic process. The official said the U.S. would be consulting with other participants like Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the European Union on a way forward. The official was not authorized to discuss the matter by name and spoke on the condition of anonymity. Earlier Sunday, Iran had turned down the offer for talk, saying the time isn't ripe for the meeting in which the U.S. would have participated as an observer. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel Sunday endorsed the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, voting overwhelmingly to recommend the shot for adults older than 18. CDC recommendations are not binding, but are widely respected by medical institutions and professionals. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky later approved the panel's recommendations. Sunday's CDC endorsement came one day after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration formally authorized the use of the one-dose vaccine. Nearly 4 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be distributed and available as early as Tuesday, and that's according to a senior administration official. This vaccine, the third to be approved for use in the United States, will be distributed to states, tribes, and territories proportional to their populations, the same way Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines have been distributed. India is expanding its COVID-19 vaccination drive beyond healthcare and frontline workers, offering the shots to older people and those with medical conditions that put them at risk. Those now eligible include people older than 60, as well as those over 45 who have ailments such as heart disease or diabetes that make them vulnerable to serious illness. The shots will be given for free at government hospitals and sold at a fixed price at over 10,000 private hospitals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was among the first inoculated and appealed for everyone else to do so. The rollout of the vaccine campaign has been sluggish and virus cases are rising again after months of decline there. Israel on Sunday announced plans to vaccinate tens of thousands of Palestinians who work inside Israel and its West Bank settlements at a time of vast disparities in access to vaccines between the Israeli and Palestinian populations. Israel has launched one of the world's most successful vaccination programs, inoculating over half of its population in just 2 months, but it has come under international criticism for not sharing its vaccine stockpile with the Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip, even as it plans to share surplus vaccines and far-flung allies in Africa, Europe, and Latin America. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
music, and more.
BOA 1.
I like the way you talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. Come with me, I swear. I'm gonna take you somewhere warm. You know, j'adore la mer. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear.
You can sit with us, yeah. Sign the frames, make you double take. Man and Andy on a double day. Grand just hit me, said he on the way.
Chips, guac, and queso. Y'all can kiss my ass. Dame un beso.
the deep nettle, deep nettle. I just want the deep nettle, deep nettle. Yo quiero, yo quiero.
VOA 1, the hits. Jennifer Lopez, DJ Khaled, and Cardi B. Mucho dinero. She made $51 million in 1 year, a couple of years ago. So she made mucho dinero. And J-Lo and her twin daughter and son, Max and Emmy, recently celebrated their 13th birthday. So happy birthday to Max and Emmy. My name is Larry London. Harry Styles had a birthday, too, just a couple weeks ago. He turned 27. Here's Harry and his latest track, Golden.
New music right here. VOA.
Jason Derulo. Oh, yeah. You shining brighter like Rihanna. Nah. Always beating off some karma mass. Oh, girl, we notice your body the coldest. Everybody fall in love, fall in love. I'm a rolling stone. Baby, come on.
get your lipstick off my collar, love. You do that thing that keep me calling ya. She won't cry if I don't stay tonight, but I can't say goodbye, 'cause I'm a rolling.
Derulo with Adam Levine. Lifestyle on VOA 1. I'm Larry London, reminding you to find me on Facebook. I'm at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's my Facebook page. Please do check it out. While you're there, you can follow my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here is Ariana Grande, 34 plus 35.
You might think I'm crazy.
You, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment I started a place, 'cause now that the corner lock, here were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold, well, time can heal but this won't. So
time. Whenever you're cold, went little by little by little until there was nothing at all. Or every moment I started to play, but all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, some can heal, but this won't. So thank you.
signal and I'll meet you after dark. Show me the places where the others gave you scars. Now this is an open shut case. I guess I should have known from the look on your face. Every bait and switch was a work of art. I know that you say
Swift Willow. This is VOA 1. Her latest album is called Evermore. There's an amusement park that's called the Evermore Theme Park. And if there's one thing we've learned about Taylor Swift, she doesn't mess around when it comes to business and finance, because they sued her for using Evermore as her album name, claiming they had rights to it since it's the name of their theme park. They lost that case. Now she's turned around and countersued them for suing her. Taylor Swift on VOA 1. She's also gotten herself interested in politics in this last year or so. She's very excited because the U.S. House of Representatives has passed the Equality Act for